from Barack Obama in 2008. Because by gum, he talked an awfully good game in 2008. He said things like, it's time to end the tyranny of oil. Come on up here, guys. Those are beautiful. He said, it's time to end the tyranny of oil. He said, in my administration, the rise of the oceans will begin to slow and the planet will begin to heal. He said, I'm going to run the most transparent administration in U.S. history. Now, so far, he's not completely lived up to quite what he said he was going to do. In fact, this year he opened a huge swath of Wyoming to coal mining. And just a couple of weeks ago, he opened the Arctic to vast new oil drilling. And there are lots of bad things going down. But we have got to try and see, maybe if we surround that White House, we can figure out how to liberate that Barack Obama from 2008 from whatever basement they've got him locked up in, you know? We've got to see if we can sort of show up the stunt double who's been taking his place in the Oval Office. We need the guy who said that stuff to own that stuff. If you didn't mean it, you should not have said it, because a lot of us took it pretty seriously. And that's what he needs to hear. It won't just be in Washington. We've been visiting Obama for America offices all over America. People have been going in and not quite occupying them, though I confess we did tie down the hashtag Occupy for America recently, just in case we need it. But people have been going in large numbers to say, I worked for you in 2008, and before you come ask for me to work for you again, we need you to do the things you said you were going to do. Once we get past November 6th, we'll be doing more of that. There will be days when we'll be sort of taking over those offices and using them to do pipeline organizing, you know, during the day. It's going to be important to be able to say to them, this is your real legacy, and we don't need you siding with Trans-Canada Pipeline, and we do not need you siding with the Koch brothers, who have a huge interest in Alberta tar sands oil, and we do not need you siding with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which was the biggest campaign donor in the last election and spent 94% of its money on climate deniers. We do not need you siding with these guys. We need you siding with all of us who have to live on this planet for decades to come. And we need you siding with all the other people who are going to have to live here for millennia and millennia to come. And we need you siding with all the other forms of life on this planet who we are threatening to take down with us as we go through this spasm of heating and of industrial craziness. So there are so many things going on and so many powerful things that we've got to work on, and this pipeline is just one of them, but it's a perfect symbol for what we're talking about, and it's one of the few where we're going to have a decision before the end of the year, where we're going to be able to see if we were able to make a difference, where we're going to be able to see if there's some reason that we shouldn't be entirely cynical about this government and about this place. It's one of the tests for those of us who are in the 99 to see if the one have begun to do a little listening, to see if they're beginning to pay attention, to see if that kind of arrogance that they're the only ones that count is beginning to wear just a little bit thin, and they're beginning to pay some attention to the fact that there are an awful lot of us out here, an awful lot of us more than there are of them, who want to see a future that works. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen with this pipeline and with the fight against global warming and with all these other fights. But I do know this. I have spent the last 3 or 4 years on the move around this earth, talking to people and organizing with people. And the one thing I do know for certain, the one thing I can guarantee you, is that there are millions and millions and millions of people around the world, most of them poor and black and brown and Asian and young, because that's what most of the world is made up of, who are ready and willing and underway in this fight. And I don't know how it's going to come out, but I sure look forward to being shoulder to shoulder with them and with you as we find out how it's going to come out and as we try to make it come out the right way. Thank you guys so much.